Hi, this is Wayne Zell, and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth, the radio podcast that is dedicated to helping you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. The show is brought to you by Odin Feldman and Pittleman, a full-service law firm located in Reston, Virginia, serving clients all around the DC metro area and across the country. If you'd like to know more about the firm, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. Also, I invite you to visit my blog, blueprintforwealth.org, where there is video, audio, and written content on tax, estate planning, and business planning topics of interest. So today, I have a special guest, and it's Chris Helmrath of the SC&H Group. Welcome, Chris. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me, Wayne.
It's always a pleasure. I'm looking at your picture, a very handsome gentleman that you cannot see on the podcast, but as head of SC&H Capital Group, Chris advises boards of directors and management teams of nonprofits, public companies, private companies on the best way to achieve their goals and provides real-world tools for them to measure and evaluate progress. Most importantly, he tries to align companies with the services they need to accomplish business objectives in a measurable way. Much of Chris's work leads to buy-side and sell-side transactions, and as you can guess, he's got a lot of experience in corporate finance, both on the buy side and sell side of mergers and acquisitions. And he's a finance professor to boot. You teach finance, don't you?
I do.
So we're going to talk a little bit about Chris, about his practice, about SC&H as a firm. And in the second segment of this podcast, we're going to drill into Chris's newfound love, and that is healthcare and the healthcare system. So if you want to bypass this, which I don't encourage you not to do, you can skip to the second podcast, or if you want to know more about Chris, just stay tuned. We're going to talk all about him. By the way, you earned your BA in economics from Miami University. That's not the University of Miami, right?
No, sir. Miami University, Oxford, Ohio. We were actually incorporated as a university before the state of Florida became part of the United States.
Before they stole the name.
Before they stole our name. So yes, we are the original Miami.
And Chris got his MBA in finance from Loyola, where he was number one in his class and holds a bunch of securities licenses, including Series 7, 24, 63, and 79, Hike.
Yes, Hike.
What is I know the 7, the 24, and the 63. What's the 79?
Investment banking.
Ah, very good. Well, that just cuts right to the core of what you do. Tell me
exactly.
A little bit about, first of all, tell us about SC&H. Where did the firm come from? How long has it been around? And when did you join the firm?
The firm is actually quite unique. The firm was founded in 1991 by three gentlemen that had been at Arthur Andersen and determined that they could provide a better level of service and offerings to their client base not being part of a large firm.
Sure.
And so with that, in November of 91, they went on their own and took a great gamble. Today, we are 300 employees.
Wow.
And we'll be pushing about $70 million in revenue.
That's phenomenal.
So it really is. I give them a lot of credit and respect for the vision that they had. And what was really unique at that time, when they said, we're going to be a different kind of firm,
right,
they've held to that same mission and vision that we still exist with today.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're bringing somebody on board as a new employee, the kinds of clients that we have, mm-hmm, and the service offerings that we have are all still based on what they envisioned back in 1991, which was we want our clients to be as happy with the performance that we provide as well as in working with us personally.
Now, SC&H is an accounting firm, right?
Correct. Well, I would tell you it's more of a financial services firm.
Okay.
Well, we are an accounting firm. We are a peer-rated audit and can provide that service. But we also provide so many other services that if you looked at us in our collective whole, I would tell you that we're more of a financial services firm that has accounting involved, where we started as accounting.
So when you say financial services, what would be included in the scope of that?
I'll give you an example. We have services like financial reporting with public companies. So we have teams of consultants that will go into large public companies and help them to assimilate all of their budgeting and financial systems that might be disparate to be able to allow them to bring desktop service to the highest level executives. So as an example,
wow,
a CFO of a very large international money management firm that we would all know. Mm-hmm. They had systems all around the world and investments all around the world. Mm-hmm. The CFO was asked on an earnings call at a time when there was unrest at some place in the world. I don't remember what.
Right.
What is your level of investment in that country?
Wow. That's a very succinct and detailed question.
On an earnings call.
Yeah.
And he realized it would take them 3 weeks to assimilate that data based on the computer systems that they had around the world, which at that time, his traders would be in different positions. And so the data that he then had at that moment, he would no longer be able to utilize.
Right.
We went in and completely automated that, where at his desktop, he could have the information using a tool that is readily available, but we then go in and customize it for large international and national clients. So as an example, is that accounting?
No, not at all.
It's financial services.
It's financial, it's computer integration, consulting.
Correct.
Whatever.
And but then, understanding the accounting side so you can appreciate and understand the financial statements
right.
and all of the accounting that goes with it, but bring all of that data and actually make it information so that you can make decisions.
And I know the firm is extremely well known in the state and local tax area.
And that's where we got started.
Phenomenal consulting expertise that very few law firms, let alone accounting firms around the country, have the capability of doing. You're in the investment banking group. Did you
Correct.
Start that group?
I did. I was recruited from a Fortune 100 company to come in and start this. I was doing that and had been doing it in my career.
Okay.
I started off buying banks back when the SNLs were in trouble in the 80s.
Right.
And I was working for a Fortune 100 company that had a consumer banking arm.
Right.
And we bought banks in this region. I was involved in this region. And we actually bought 7 failed SNLs, assimilated them, and ended up selling them. And that's where I learned the trade.
Buying and selling. That's a great experience too, because you're dealing with a very troubled industry and you're trying to build a package of
Correct.
Assets that comes from very low value to make it a very high value.
Right, but in a very regulated world.
Right.
So you had to understand the regulations, you had to understand the consumer,
right.
and you had to create a package that made sense. So we would have to evaluate and negotiate with the government.
Right.
Come in and actually take it over, bring culture to figure that out, and still grow it in a profitable way where employees were happy to work.
So were you involved in the actual operations of those companies too?
That was one of the greatest opportunities I had. When
yeah.
we would acquire, I also had to assimilate. So I was involved in that entire process. And it was a great learning curve for a young individual that right. probably should have never had that opportunity. But I was given that, and from that is what I base a lot of my perspective still today.
So how would you characterize the investment banking practice at SC&H today? What do you all specialize in? How many people are there? Where are you located? And specifically, I want to talk more about a little bit of the healthcare stuff that you're doing.
Right. When I was recruited, the firm wanted to set up an investment banking unit because we have such a great client base. They felt that it was a great extension to be able to continue to grow the firm, because that's how we've grown the firm. We haven't done any acquisitions. It's all been by bringing on senior executives and building practices around them.
Right.
And that's what they wanted to do. And I was adamant, based on my teaching and my strategy piece, that had to be incorporated into the offering and not just be deal junkies, not just be the person that shows up at the moment that an owner says, okay, I'm gonna pick somebody to sell the business. Who's it gonna be? You know, here's my box of information, go get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love in the passion that I have is getting involved early, helping somebody figure out what do you want your objectives to be,
right.
making sure that they've surrounded themselves with the right advisors, whether that be structural, whether that be tax, whether that be the kinds of clients you have, the product offerings you have,
right.
understanding what their goal is, and then helping them to achieve that so that when the transaction occurs, you've already been there, you already know them, and you're best capable of being able to articulate their difference and their desire in the marketplace to a set of potential investors or buyers that have already been identified throughout that process in which you've worked with them.
What industries SC&H, the investment banking group, is involved with? What types of industries do you specialize in?
What we're specializing in today has evolved a little bit based on where the market has gone. We've always been very involved in the basic industrials, manufacturing, distribution, et cetera. But we've also got a great depth of expertise in commercial information technology, SaaS, et cetera.
Software as a service. For those people who are listening that don't understand that acronym.
There we go. And we've also, in this market, being that we're in the Baltimore-Washington corridor, have done an awful lot of work with federal government contractors.
Okay.
And then of late, we've, in the last 3 or 4 years, have become very heavily involved in healthcare information technology mm-hmm. and healthcare services, in particular, especially with all the regulatory changes that are occurring. Based again on our strategy background, we've really approached it as to where things are going, and it has really well positioned us to work with a plethora of clients that are really trying to figure out where all of this is going in the unknown world of healthcare today.
Any success stories that you can share with us, particularly in the healthcare sector?
I think it's successful. We are getting ready to close our fifth hospital sale in the last 2.5 years.
Wow.
And
who are you selling hospitals to?
Well, see, that's the interesting part. In some cases, there are other hospital systems.
Right.
And we actually did 3 hospital transactions in the state of Louisiana for Louisiana State University,
wow.
where that was a very different model based, again, on the regulatory environment in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
and the regulatory environment at the federal level. We actually had to work very hard to find solutions to take university-based hospitals and turn them into private institutions.
Were they for-profit or non-profit?
No, all not-for-profit.
So they're all 501c3 organizations?
Well, in the state of Louisiana, they were even different. But yes, they were not-profit. And
wow.
we are selling a nonprofit hospital right now that we should be announcing here in the next several months.
Exceptionally exciting. Healthcare is the cutting edge of where people are in transactions today.
Well,
and SC&H is on the cutting edge of the cutting edge.
I think we are. And again, I think it goes back to what I learned, which was in change, in chaos, you have to be able to see through the smoke and be able to articulate a clear plan and work with customers to understand that that can be the case.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we're uniquely qualified. We know how to run transactions, we know how to do the planning, and we know how to bring a process-driven thinking to a client base, whether it be a board of directors or whether it be an individual, to help them to achieve the success they're looking to achieve, even in chaos.
If you're giving advice, the last question I had for you today in terms of your investment banking practice, if you're giving advice to an entrepreneur who's really spiraling upward in terms of the growth of their business, what piece of advice would you give to that entrepreneur today in light of the marketplace and in light of what's happening in the world of mergers and acquisitions?
I guess it all depends on where they're coming from. You
okay.
know, you see some of these young kids that are coming up with these great technology plays where you have companies like Facebook and Google that are spending enormous amounts of money that I can't articulate to you why or how that ultimately makes sense.
Right.
You can try to put the spin on it, but unless you were inside those organizations to understand why that piece fit into their overall. So those are a great different kind of an environment. But in the blocking and tackling, we've got a great manufacturing deal in the market right now, our healthcare deals. What we're trying to tell people in the growth is don't let the plane become turbulent, because growth will create turbulence.
Sure.
And it's make sure that you're articulating where you're going and don't get yourself to, you can try to shoot for everything, but make sure that you've got your plan and stay focused, because you don't know what's going to happen. And unfortunately, when things are going well,
yes.
people try to expand. And if they expand outside of their comfort zones and their sweet spots, they find their airplane very turbulent. And then it's, where do I go find smooth air?
That's great advice. We're talking with Chris Helmrath, who is a managing director and the managing director of SCNH Capital. Chris, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they go about doing that?
You can go to our website, www.scandh.com, and you can find my picture and my contact information and a little bit more about the firm. If we can be of help, we'd love that opportunity.
Thanks for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth. And listeners, if you want to listen to Chris talk about the healthcare industry, stay tuned for the next podcast, because that's what we're going to talk about. Thanks for being a special guest.
Thanks, Wayne. I appreciate it.